Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Radio. We're here live. It's Friday. It's July 15th, man. July halfway over already, man. I'll tell you what, it's been crazy. So this is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit one. Or you want to listen along, that's fine. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody doing that. And there we go. Appreciate everybody listening along and everything. We're just keeping up on what's going on in the news and everything, and you know, life on the road, all things trucking and then some. This is what we talk about. So you can call in, like I said, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. If you just want to listen along, that's fine too. Be sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. We got a lot of things going on as far as, you know, trying to get ready for one of the other truck shows coming up, and that's the Truckers for Hope. You can check them out at truckersforhope.com. And looks like we're going to be trying to get to that show. We've already talked to the people throwing it and everything and putting up some sponsorships and talking to other sponsors and everything. So it's a great thing we're trying to do and to get out to the truck shows to see everybody and just talk about trucking, trying to bring back that brotherhood of trucking that, you know, once was a great thing where, you know, we could talk to each other and we can actually depend on each other for any kind of, like, you know, help, advice, whatever. And truck drivers just got to stick together. But we also got to be honest. And a lot of times on the Redneck and I's here, you'll see, we'll just be flat out honest. What we'll do is we'll say what needs to be said, whether it be, you know, good or bad for the truck driver. But we're always going to be focused on taking care of the truck driver, you know, what's best for the driver. And that's what we're always talking about. So in the news, everybody's just talking about California. That's been the crazy thing. Before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. That's been a great outfit for us to help us out with all of the stuff we need to get to. If we needed anything, like if we needed to get an extra generator or another tent or anything like that, DPF Regeneration has always stepped up to try to help us out whenever we've had any kind of functions we got to get to. So we always want to try to take care of them and take care of those companies that care about the truckers. So always try to do that. That's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. So if you just look into everything, you can see where it's all about California trucking, man. California truckers, California truckers. Yesterday I saw an article, and it's still on there, where it's still the top search result. If you just go ahead and Google trucking news, it's the work stoppage that they're planning to do. And it says on Wednesday, and the article came out on Tuesday. So I'm saying that they probably should have done that, right? But the problem is I ain't heard nothing about it. So a lot of different other, you know, organizations that put up articles, the Channel 5 News. Let's see what this is here. This is always something good. I always appreciate it when they can do something like this. So let's go back to screen share and if this is good, it'll be good. If not, there might be an ad popping up yet right there. Well, don't do that. I'm going to let this go through here and do the thing it needs to be doing. And it's got, you know, like I said, counting down. But we're going to see what this news report talks about with the new California law that everybody's talking about. See, so. And
truck drivers off the road.
There we go. Let's back it up and let's play it again.
New California law could slow down your deliveries by taking thousands of truck drivers off the road.
The trucking industry says this law will worsen the pandemic-era supply chain issues.
So we wanted to know, how will this impact us here in Nevada? Fox 5's Drew Andre is getting answers.
Well, Joe, it turns out the majority of truck drivers are independent operators. In California alone, about 70,000. This new California law puts more regulations on those independent contractors, or they have to become employees, which I'm told many of them don't want to do.
Trucks deliver everything. And whenever we put challenges or squeezes on that supply chain and on that truck driver, it is going to have ramifications and it's going to have a downstream impact.
Major backlogs at California ports have caused major issues during the e-commerce boom of the pandemic. And fewer truck drivers means more delays in getting products to places like Las Vegas.
It's bills like this that can do tremendous harm to the trucking industry, which then in turn has a ripple impact throughout the entire supply chain.
The California law was intended to protect contract workers, to ensure things like overtime pay, unemployment, and insurance. But Nevada Trucking Association President Paul Eno says it will drive truckers away in an industry that's 80,000 drivers short and already predicted to get worse in the coming years.
I think it's a good time to start looking at that business model, seeing what they can do to comply. There are definitely some options out there.
And Eno says the law includes independent operators from other states, like Nevada, that drive into the Golden State. The bill passed in 2019, but up until this month, there was a temporary injunction for the trucking industry. Eno says many are aging drivers that are more likely to retire and sell their truck and spend the extra money and go through the hurdles of the new regulations.
That ability to go out there and achieve the American dream, to own and operate your own business, to be in control of your own time.
Leaving the trucking industry with lots of uncertainty.
People get very frustrated because their package that was supposed to be there, you know, in 24 hours is now taken 4 days. I think we are going to see more of that happen as we move forward, and I think that's unfortunate.
And the trucking industry will challenge the law again next month in a California district court. In the meantime, it's still unclear exactly if or how it will be enforced. Reporting live tonight, I'm Drew Andre, Fox 5 News, local Las Vegas.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we got to deal with. I think that California is probably in bed with a lot of the unions, and you saw how, according to the Nevada Trucking Association there, that the law affects even out of state. So we were talking about that before, is that why don't you just operate a company out of Nevada or Arizona and just operate it in there, but it doesn't affect you if you are an owner, you know, if you're a contractor, it still applies. That's what they're saying. I haven't heard anybody else say that. It's the first time I've heard them say that. Now, the other thing was I always talked about how I've witnessed it in the past where companies that are like a nationwide or a regional company and they have company drivers in the state of California, the state of California will allow them to unionize. Of course, the state wants them to unionize because the state is all, you know, in bed with the unions. So whenever you get some type of surge into unionization for a particular company out of that area, then what they do is they often just shut down and they continue to operate, but they just operate out of the different state that does not, you know, go after them on the unionization stuff. So California just, you know, beats themselves up with that because a lot of jobs are lost because those companies just don't want to unionize. And of course, what it does is it creates the opportunity for a little bullying going around where the ports are government controlled. And they can say, you can't come in here and haul the freight unless you're union. And that's the way they do it. It's just a big deal with all that stuff. And, you know, I personally don't agree with a lot of the people that like unions or support unions or even work for unions. I mean, you might think you've got it, but it's no different. Okay, it's just like anything else. You know, somebody else is you're paying somebody else to supposed to be advocate for you. And really, they're just advocate for themselves. That's what it is. They don't care about you. I mean, you know, any company, if you're a company driver, if you're a company truck driver, you know, you always got to know, you see it all the time. The company is always going to protect themselves before they protect you. And there isn't nobody protecting you other than you. So that's why we always say it's important to maintain, you know, good relationships. And of course, with, you know, good driving record, a good work history, because, you know, nobody's out there looking out for you. Nobody cares. So it's always, you got to look out for yourself. But the what it boils down to, what I see here happening is they're trying to get everybody to go union, is what I see. That's in my opinion, is what I can only ascertain from all of this, you know, confusion, and just nobody supports it. Nobody in the industry supports it. I'm not even real sure if a majority of the people that they intended the law to be for, whether it be, you know, for the actual contractors. I mean, I bet you that it's a small amount of contractors that are saying, you know what, I should be able to get overtime, or I should be able to get vacation pay, or I should be able to get benefits. Very few percentage. You know, it's like when they tell them you have to do that, then what happens is that the company says, if I have to give you all of these benefits, then I need to control you more. I need to have more say in what you do. So I need you to report to work on time. I need you. And that's really how it boils down to that, you know, a company can easily get rid of somebody they don't want by just creating rules that those people don't want to follow. And if you are an employee, you must follow the company rules. Basic bottom line, they say, we need you here. You know, if you were some type of what they call it, the gig economy, where you're an Uber driver or DoorDash deliver or whatever, you pretty much make your own schedule. You only work when you need to work. There's nobody saying you must work at this time. So if the government says, hey, company, you now have to start paying benefits to this person. Well, if I got to start paying benefits, then I need that person working when I need them to work, which means that if it's busy on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, I need them to be working on Sunday afternoon. And the people are like, well, no, I only want to work when I want to. Well, you can't have it both ways. You just can't have it both ways. It ain't going to work that way. You know, you ask any company driver, and they tell you that they don't set the schedule. You know, the company sets the schedule, especially if you work for any type of LTL where there's a lot of deliveries and shuttles and all that stuff. They set the schedules, and you know, you might get a choice. You can either do this, this, or this, but you can't do anything else. You have to do it this way. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I work in that industry, and that a lot of times I want to, like, change the schedule. I got to ask ahead of time. I can't just change it when I want to, you know, because it's all operating off schedules. Even company drivers, if you're a company driver and you want to take home time, there's rules on home time. You can't take the truck a certain place. You can't have certain things in the truck. You can't, you know, park the truck in anywhere you want. You got to park it in a certain spot. Or even as at work, owner-operators get out there, they park the truck wherever they can find a safe parking spot. Nobody's going to get in trouble for parking wherever they want to park. Other companies, if you're a company driver, you can't park that truck wherever you want. You got to park it where they say. And if they say don't park it in these parking lots, you know, and everybody knows what I'm talking about, okay? And if you're not in the industry, you don't understand. When you're looking for a parking spot, you'll pretty much take whatever you can get, okay? There's a lot of places out on the highway out there that have plenty of truck parking. They're just not necessarily a place you want to have that truck seen if you are a big company. And, you know, let's just say you're traveling through Nevada and you stop off and there's a truck stop that's full, or there's this little old shack over here with plenty of truck parking, and that's, you know, where activity goes that's legal in most states. Most companies say don't park over there. We don't want you parking in that parking lot because we don't want anybody seeing our truck in that parking lot. And, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the emails. Okay, I've seen it happen. I've got told in person, you know, don't park there. You know, I went and picked up a truck. A driver lived in North Dallas. He lived there. He lived in the area. And he took his truck home and he parked it on the side of the road out there. And he wasn't illegally parked. He was parked where, you know, it was fine. Nobody said anything. The only reason why we went and got the truck was because it was parked in front of a strip club. That was the only reason. The terminal manager did not want that truck sitting there next to that strip club. The guy lived like three blocks away in the houses or apartments or whatever behind the strip club. Okay? He wasn't at the strip club, but everybody thought he was. And if they looked the address, they would have known it. Because, you know, of course, you look at the address, you don't know unless you look for where the address is. And this was back when everybody was still using MapQuest. You couldn't just pull it up on your phone. There wasn't, you know, this was before 2010. So, yeah. But, I mean, that's one of the things is that you, as a company, if you have a company truck, if you don't own that truck, you got to say where they tell you where to park. They tell you what to do. You cannot do that. The little leeway, if you want, they always tell you, if you want more freedom, then you need to buy your own truck. And a lot of owner operators know this, because if you're a company driver and you're sitting there talking about how I can't do this, can't do that, the company will tell you, well, you know, if you go lease purchase, then you can do that. You know, I got a dog at home. I want to be able to take him on the road with me. Well, there's no pets allowed in our trucks, but if you go lease purchase, that's what they tell you, you know, so they get you to buy a truck. Or they tell you to go owner operator. And even if you don't buy their truck and you buy your own truck and become an owner operator, it's still a benefit for them, because then they don't have to pay your taxes. See, and that's the other thing people don't realize either. If you are a company employee, okay, just like they're changing these rules to make people contractors in California, that if you're a contractor and you're not following these standards, then you got to be treated as an employee, okay? The businesses don't like it. And you're like, well, they don't like it because, you know, no, they don't like it because as a contractor, if you are not an employee, but you are an independent contractor, okay, Social Security tax, the tax that you pay, Social Security, okay? If you're a company, if you've never been any type of contractor, independent contractor or owner-operator, truck driver, if you've never been that, you probably don't know this. I mean, a lot of people do know this. It's pretty self-explanatory. If you have a job, if you're an employee, the employer, the person that pays your salary, whether it's hourly, whatever, when they take taxes out and you see on there, you see withholdings, okay, that's your income tax. And you see on there, it says Social Security or Medicare or whatever, and FICA. Okay, FICA is Social Security. What is it called? Isn't that what it is? I can't remember top of my head what it stands for. But it's the tax you pay to the Social Security Administration, and that is your Social Security, and you pay a certain amount of it. Okay, that is only, what is it, combined with Medicare, it is like 7.5% of your income, and it's calculated like, you know, quarterly, whatever, based off of what you make. So if you're hourly, it fluctuates. Okay, but the tax is 15%. The if you're an employee, the employer pays the other half out of their own pocket. That's why you always see guys that say, you know, I get paid under the table, and they're going to start paying me, you know, legitimately taking taxes out, but they're paying me less. So I was making $20 an hour. Now I'm only making $16 an hour. And because that's part of the salary. When they pay you more money, that's paying you that extra 7.5%. If they've got to pay it out of their own pocket, then they're not going to pay it to you. They're going to take it off. It's part of the salary. And that's factored in. Whenever they do payroll, whenever they calculate their budget, that's factored in. That's 7.5%. If you're a contractor, you're now responsible for that. They don't have to pay it. You do. The tax is still 15% on everybody. It's just as a contractor, you're responsible for all the 15%. They are not. When they 1099 you, that means they are not withholding any taxes, and they are not claiming you as an employee. They are not going to pay that 7.5%. You're going to have to pay it. So a lot of people, because of the way they can write their taxes, they prefer to be an owner-operator. They prefer to be a contractor, because then they can say, you know, I pay the 15%, but that's all because I can write off everything, all the other expenses. That means that, you know, when I make $100,000, I pay 15%, sometimes less, because all of my expenses that I can deduct, and come to find out that I'm only owe like maybe 12% total, you know, and you deduct everything. And everybody's like, well, you can't deduct everything. Well, you can do a pretty good job on deducting stuff. You know, it's not that hard. I always contend that most politicians tell their IRS, whoever's in charge, whoever's running, like, I think Republicans go after everybody at the IRS more than Democrats do. Democrats seem to stay away from trying to go after if you don't pay your taxes. Like, you're supposed to pay your taxes quarterly. You're supposed to cut them a check. And it is, I mean, you're supposed to pay 90% of what you owe every quarter. And so if you figure it out, you're supposed to figure it out. And it's a lot. It's a lot of money. It's not, you know, and then at the end of the year, you're still supposed to get a refund, because then they want to know, because it's not about what you actually owe. It's about what you owe. Like, take the money, percentage, cut us a check. At the end of the year, that's why they call it filing a tax return on April 15th, you know, when you do it for the year before. They call it a tax return because it's like, okay, yeah, now you can show us all your deductions, and now you don't have to, and that's what it's supposed to go. A lot of people say, you know what, I did my taxes last year. I only owed you like, you know, $10,000, you know, but throughout the year I paid you almost $20,000. So I think now I'm not going to cut you. I'm not going to pay you that much. I'm only going to pay you a certain amount. And they don't care. They should come after you and say, no, that's not how it works. But they don't care. You can still do it that way. The way it's worded is that you got to pay, and then at the end of the year you get a refund. But not everybody does it that way. They say, you know what, I'll just pay you a little amount of money, and that way you don't come after me. And I don't know anybody. Anybody can tell me, have they been coming after you? Because since the pandemic, I don't think IRS is working. I don't think they're working. I think they're all on vacation still. Because I'm still waiting on some stuff, you know, from them to get mailed in. Because they do everything by mail, you know, or you get on the phone. You can't get on the phone with them. I talked to a CPA the other day. He said it's hard to get them on the phone because they don't have as many people working still. So ain't no telling. But, yeah, I think that it's just a power play for the unions out in California. And I said it before. I'll say it again. A lot of carriers that I know that are working in Houston and New Orleans and Florida, they've seen their business expand very, very, like one guy said, 50%. Like, his business increased 50% in Houston because the ships are not coming to California anymore. They're going to Houston. They're going to New Orleans. They're going to Miami. Or they're unloading in Mexico and then putting it on the train and coming and then importing it from Mexico. It's cheaper to do that than to wait on the unions to unload everything in California. So that's why you see a lot of these ports grew. You know, here in the last, 20 years, you've seen the ports in, like, you know, Jacksonville, Florida, and Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina. You know, you see all these facilities opening up in these areas where they can take in more containers. And you think, well, it's just because more people in the United States. No, it's because of the unions. These states are right-to-work states. They don't, you know, they don't have to have unions. Some of them still do have union working those docks, but it's not like the government is not in their pocket like you have in California mostly. And of course, you know, everything is still way busier in the New York, New Jersey area. So that's a huge area still. But, I mean, that's what it is, especially, you know, out of New Orleans and Florida, and especially Texas, where it's right to work. You don't have to pay union dues. You know, if the union is there, they can't take that money from you. They don't have a lawful authority to take the money unless you tell them it's okay to take it. So yeah. Well, let's see. I need to back off of here and go. I tell you what, there you go. Boom. So, yeah, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to change the screen over here, and we'll figure something out. But everybody go check out our website. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. You can give us a call here, 515-602-9731. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And this is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We'll see you in a minute.
Changed my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My mama seemed to know what lay in store. spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on the
floor. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Or you can listen along. Or we're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody following along on that. Be sure to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody's support on that. So, lo and behold, actually, I wanted to thank one of our great sponsors before going any further, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. Like I said, it's Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. So, lo and behold, we were talking about truckers protesting in... California for the AB5 bill, right? The owner-operator stuff. And we're like, hey, ain't heard nothing about it. Well, you scroll down far enough and you see the stories that shouldn't matter, but they're so far on the Google list that, you know, it took a little minute to find them, but I found it. And there it is. It is NBC4 out there. You see it right here, what it says, the truckers form from Port of Los Angeles protest on I-10 freeway. And here you go. Let's take a look. Why isn't it sound? Oh, yeah, I got it sound.
New state law that severely restricts their ability. Hundreds of independent truck drivers stage convoys all around California today. They're protesting a new state law that severely restricts their ability to work as freelancers. NBC4's Angie Krauts is live at the Port of Long Beach, where protesters have been gathered all day. Angie.
That's right, Kathy. We're here at Pier T Way, which is right off the 710 freeway, where truckers have been protesting throughout the day here outside the Port of Long Beach. Take a look behind me. You can see a group of them is still gathered here. They also have their trucks lined up outside. They say they've been at it since about 6 this morning.
Hold on. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 in that one shot right there.
And they're prepared to stay until tomorrow morning, making sure their voices are heard.
Hundreds of trucks slowed traffic on freeways all around Los Angeles and Long Beach today in protest of AB 5, a state law that restricts the ability
that
of more than
like,
70,000 truckers
they
to
shut
continue
down.
To operate
always
as independent
like that.
Contractors. These independent operators say AB 5 takes away their freedom to build their own businesses, forcing them to be classified as employees of the carriers for which they haul loads, something they've long fought against.
The income is going to turn down. We're going to have more expensive because, you know, we got to pay for permits. We got to pay for road tax and other stuff that are not going to help us. You know, right now, we're okay the way we are.
California lawmakers passed AB 5 in 2019. It was originally designed to force gig economy companies like Uber and Lyft to accept workers as employees, but it also applies to some other industries with freelancers. The California Trucking Association got a temporary injunction to exempt truckers from the law, but that injunction expired late last month when the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. So it'll now be enforced, leaving a lot of uncertainty in the trucking industry. The Port of Long Beach issued a statement saying access to the terminals remained open despite the protest. But we found some truckers who claimed they couldn't get in, at least for a while today.
My load today is just drop off an empty and get a load, but it's not going to happen. I know it.
You can't get into the port.
I can't.
A spokesperson for the Port of Los Angeles says the protest did not affect operations there. The protesters say if they can't operate independently, many will go out of business, and that could further exacerbate supply chain problems.
If we cannot operate, then longshoremen are not going to have work. Securities are not going to have work. There's not going to be no food in the stores for people to eat. There's not going to be no merchandise. No. Everything is going to be back
up. There's only 20 of you down there. It don't matter.
California's attorney general is defending AB 5, saying that it protects workers by ensuring fair labor practices. Now, the truckers say they're going to continue their convoys all the way through tomorrow morning, so don't be surprised if your next few commutes might be a little slower than usual. We're live at the Port of Long Beach. Angie Crouch, NBC4 News.
All righty, guys. Well,
that one. So, yeah, there it is. I mean, if anybody saw anything different, I saw 20 people out there protesting, and I saw traffic, California traffic. That's all I saw. I didn't see anything to say, wow, I didn't see that. I mean, even in Houston, that wouldn't be considered to be a big deal about slow traffic. I mean, you know, I mean, really, it doesn't take that much to cause a traffic jam. You know, the one guy that said he couldn't get in, how do I know? I mean, that's one guy. You know, tell me, how many more? If you're saying about there might be 5 or 10 guys that say, yeah, we couldn't get in, then I might believe you. But one guy says he couldn't get in, no, and I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. Because, I mean, if you normally can get in within 30 minutes and it takes you an hour and you're like, nah, screw this crap, I'm out of here. I mean, that's the kind of person I feel that we might have got interviewed there. But no, nothing happened. Nothing changed. That you can't tell me that was a big deal. It didn't even make the list when you're talking about, like, you know, what do you call top stories in the trucking industry. It didn't even make the top 10. You know, I mean, it was pretty far down there. So, yeah. But I mean, it's still, like, if you look at it, I mean, you know, California law. When will California's trucking industry feel the effects of AB 5? You know, and then now you got Love's opens new truck stop in Illinois with 70 truck parking spaces. And that's in Ogee County, Illinois. Where's Ogee County at? The new 12,000 square foot store is located off of Interstate 39 at exit 111. And it's in Monroe Center, Illinois. I think that's up. Well, I think, what do you call it? Our friend Jeff was just talking about it, that it's up there like north of what's that? Rockford, Illinois. Isn't that where that's at? Right here at the bottom, it says Love's is headquartered in Oklahoma City and operates more than 590 locations in 41 states. And yeah, so Love's is continuing opening new locations to provide customers with clean and safe places to stop, making summer travels more convenient, said Greg Love, co-CEO of Love's. The Loves in Monroe City is the company's 32nd location in Illinois, and our team members are excited to help get professional truck drivers and four-wheel customers back on the road as quickly and safely. So, yeah, that's it. Godfather's Pizza and the Subway in there, opening July 18th. 70 truck parking spaces, 7 diesel bays, 6 showers, laundry facilities, cat scale, and dog park. So there you go. Loves is coming along. They're pretty much the only ones that don't really charge for parking at all. I mean, you know, you might say, but like, you know, all of the TAs, Petros, Flying Js, pilots, they're getting into this preferred parking. And yeah, you know what? I could see that being a good thing. But when you're actually taking up half the parking lot for, and you see that a lot when you go to these places where half the parking lot is reserved parking and only half of those spots are filled, but not even half of those spots are filled. And then you've got trucks parked all around on the curbs and blocking, you know, the cat scale or whatever, and they don't do anything to move those trucks. But if you parked in one of those parking spaces and not paid for it, then they come out there and tell you to move. But you can go park next to the cat scale and block everybody in or whatever. I mean, we talked about that before. So, yeah, it's not a good thing for them to do that. So, like Loves, just keep everything free. Don't have to charge for parking. You know, the only way that parking is legitimate, you see that where it's like you got to pay, like in Ontario, California, or parts of New Jersey and Connecticut, where the entire lot is paid. They still have preferred, like if you go to the TA over there in Ontario, California, not only do you have to pay to be on the lot, but then you there are parking spaces that you can pay extra for, like to park up front. They have those where it's reserved. You have to pay for that to park there. And they and those spaces that people spend the money. And really we shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't. You know, I always tried to avoid paying for the parking. You know, you always try to make sure that if you could get it for free, which, you know, the lots, the way you get free parking, you know how it is, you get 24 hours for free. If you, like, bought fuel, you know, you got 24 hours for free. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I remember one time I got stuck there in Ontario, and luckily I was empty. And, of course, and luckily I was not – actually, I think I was a company driver at that time. And I remember because I told, they tell you, like the company had a yard there in Ontario. And they say, well, just, we got fuel over here. You can get fuel over here. But there's no parking over there. You don't have any parking where I can sit there and park and be there. And if I do get to park there, you guys ain't got nothing. You got vending machines. That's it. You know, and I can't, you can't get a pizza delivered or nothing, you know, nothing. So I'd rather hang out at the truck stop. Now I got to pay. So why don't you allow me to get fuel here at the truck stop. And that way I don't have to pay for parking. So, you know, I had a guy do that for me and I said, well, okay, I'm going to get 50 gallons today and then I'll call you back and we'll authorize 50 gallons for tomorrow. That's what I did. So yeah, don't pay for parking. Just buy 50 gallons, get a free night. The next night you want to stay there again, buy another 50 gallons. Luckily you're empty. You can take it, you know, so whatever you can do. But we don't have to pay for parking. It's always a way to get around that. But when they got these reserve spaces, that's different because you got to pay for that. There's no way to get that for free. I think people use points now where they'll pay for the parking spot with their points. But again, that's $15. And that might be low. I think it might even be $20, $25 now, but that's a lot of points. So, yeah, that ain't cool either. But that's on CDLLife.com. CDLLife is it's got some pretty good stuff on there. You can go check that out. See what else they got on CDLLife. It says watch as this flatbedder works smarter, not harder. Who? What do we got here? Well, he's got a. So do we got a video or what? Oh yeah, there he goes. Oh, hold on. Oh, man, this is a TikTok video. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. All right, let's see that. Let me get over here and share it to y'all so y'all can see it. Here we go. Flat better, work smarter, not harder. Oh, yeah, that's how you get it going. Yeah, see, he's got the forks on the end. Is that the way they do it? I'm thinking that might be the way they do it normally. Because I've seen those all the time where the forks are on the back, and I'm wondering why are the forks back there in the back? How do they do that? And it's spring-loaded, looks like, or some kind of hydraulic. So, yeah, I mean, that's the way it gets done. I've never hauled that stuff before, so I don't know. But yeah, that's normal, you know. Scrolled it up here. Flatbedder has figured out a way to work smarter, not harder, in the surprising video. In the clip, the chains have already been removed, the concrete pipes. I mean, maybe it is an issue where you got to watch it because, I mean, you're dealing with a concrete pipe. I mean, I bet you if that thing fell, it'd probably break and it wouldn't be able to be used. So yeah, we can see how that'd be an issue. But if you know what you're doing, I thought that's the way they did it because that's the way the forks are. I mean, why would they be the forks on the end like that of the trailer? So yeah, ain't no telling. Let's see here. So if you guys weren't, who's all hanging out at the truck show, there's a truck show going on in Walcott, Iowa. And here are some pictures of what we got going on. So it's really cool to see like all the trucks lit up. I don't know if you're on YouTube, you can see it. To where the pictures have the trucks parked and these are show trucks in the show, all shined up and polished, but also they're all lit up. They all got the lights on them, and it's all a really cool thing. And like during the fireworks are kind of over here by the water tower, so it's pretty cool to see that. And here's more of like a well lit one where you can see this is from the other side. So this is the back, and here's the front where the building is. So the fireworks would be the other direction. And then here you can see where they're all facing there. And it's a good little thing where they got going on over there. And that's over there in Walcott, Iowa, at Iowa 80, for their Truckers Jamboree, which was going on Thursday the 14th. And it's going to be a little bit tomorrow on the 16th, but like at 5 o'clock it's done. So yeah. Yeah, we got about a little bit of time left, but I think we're gonna wrap it up here. That's pretty much all I got today. Tomorrow there's gonna be a little Truckers Jamboree going on, so everybody check that out. That's Truckers Jamboree, but there's gonna be a bike wash over at the Harley dealership here in Corpus Christi, and I'll be hanging out over there. That starts at 1 o'clock, so I'm gonna be on YouTube for a little bit doing that. And so if you check it out, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and you'll get notified when we go live. And it's always a bunch of fun doing that, seeing bikers get together. And, of course, you know, good music, good food, good scenery, all kind of stuff. So check it out. And where are we at? Here we go. There you go. So, yeah, just hang tight on that. We're going to duck on out of here. We hope everybody has a great time. This weekend, have a great weekend. It looks like the rain is coming here in South Texas, and we've got a lot of rain in Iowa. Virginia's getting hammered. Got some flash floods going on there. Hope everybody stays safe doing that. So check us out. Like I said, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. All the links to our sponsors are on there. You got great sponsors like DPF Regeneration or Load to Ride Transportation. And also, Trucker Tools. You can check them out at truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support. So until then, you guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road. Oh,
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.